Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this 20th day of December. I hope you're doing well, and this is the podcast where I read the Bible, and I pray for you. That's it. Some of you have asked, well, what, you know, if you're new to this podcast, what do you do? And that's it. I read the Bible. I pray for you. So we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in the Passion Translation, and this is what it says. We are convinced that even if these bodies we live in are folded up at death like tents, we still will have a God-built home that no human hands have built, which will last forever in the heavenly realm. We inwardly sigh as we live in these physical tents, longing to put on a new body for our life in heaven, in the belief that once we put on our new clothing, we won't find ourselves naked. So while living in this tent, we groan under its burden, not because we want to die, but because we want these new bodies. We crave for all that is mortal to be swallowed up by eternal life. And this is no empty hope, for God himself is the one who has prepared for us this wonderful destiny. And to confirm this promise, he has given us the Holy Spirit, like an engagement ring, as a guarantee. That's why we're always full of courage. Even while we're at home in the body, we're homesick to be with the Master, for we live by faith, not by what we see with our eyes. We live with a joyful confidence, yet at the same time, we take delight in the thought of leaving our bodies behind to be at home with the Lord. So whether we live or die, we make it our life's passion to live our lives pleasing to Him. For one day, we will all be openly revealed before Christ on His throne, so that each of us will be duly recompensed for our actions done in life, whether good or worthless. Since we are those who stand in holy awe of the Lord, we will make it our passion to persuade others to turn to Him. We know that our lives are transparent before God, who knows us fully, and I hope that we will also be well known to your consciences. Again, we are not taking an opportunity to brag, but giving you information that will enable you to be proud of us and to answer those who esteem outward appearance while overlooking what is in the heart. If we are out of our minds in a blissful divine ecstasy, it is for God. But if we are in our right minds, it is for your benefit. For it is Christ's love that fuels our passion and motivates us, because we are absolutely convinced that He has given His life for us all. That this means that all died with Him, so that those who live should no longer live self-absorbed lives, but lives that are poured out for Him, the one who died for us and now lives again. So then, from now on, we have a new perspective that refuses to evaluate people merely by their outward appearances. For that's how we once viewed the Anointed One, but no longer do we see Him with limited human insight. Now, if anyone is enfolded into Christ, he has become an entirely new creation. All that is related to the old order has vanished. Behold, everything is fresh and new, and God has made all things new and reconciled to us to himself, and given us this ministry of reconciling others to God. In other words, it was through the Anointed One that God was shepherding the world, not even keeping records of their transgressions. And He has entrusted to us the ministry of opening the door of reconciliation to God. We are ambassadors of the Anointed One who carry the message of Christ to the world, as though God were tenderly pleading with them directly through our lips. So we tenderly plead with you on Christ's behalf. Turn back to God and be reconciled to Him. For God made the only one who did not know sin to become sin for us, so that we who did not know righteousness might become the righteousness of God through our union with Him. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I stand in these promises. All that old has gone. All the new has come. You have done away with the old order of things, and there's a new order, an era of grace and freedom and peace. And so, Lord, I stand in that place. And Lord, teach us today, empower us today to be ambassadors for you. Lord, help us to speak of you with bravery and not being afraid, because there's so much at stake. If someone doesn't meet you, there is a lot at stake. And so, Lord, help us to be these kind of winsome ambassadors of your kingdom, bringing the message of reconciliation. And we just choose to rejoice right now that we have experienced this ministry of reconciliation. We were far from you. We were dead in our sins and our trespasses, and yet you have brought us near by the blood of Jesus Christ and the death of Jesus on the cross and the beautiful resurrection. So, Lord, we want it to be our passion to see others get to know you, to understand that they can be reconciled. And Lord, I pray for those listening today. Maybe they haven't really made this decision yet. Maybe they haven't really experienced your grace in a profound way. Maybe they haven't confessed their sins to you. Lord, I pray for those listening today who are, maybe they're just so discouraged. They're trying to look like a Christian. They're trying to act like a Christian. They're trying to figure it all out, but they're doing it all in their own strength, and they have not yet surrendered their lives, their wills, their volition to you. And so, Lord, I'm just going to pray alongside with them right now that prayer that they can pray. And that is this, that Jesus, I surrender everything to you. I give you my life. I ask for your forgiveness for me trying to run it all on my own. I choose to believe that you have died for me on the cross and that you have resurrected into glorious life. I choose to believe that the veil is torn in two in the temple and that I can now have access. So Lord Jesus, would you please accept me as your child. Make me a new creation, the old being gone, the new come. Would you set me free? Would you forgive me? Would you give me the gift of the Holy Spirit? And would you empower me to be a minister of reconciliation? Would you clean up my heart? It is messy. It is dirty. It is broken. Would you bring healing to some of these broken parts of my life? And I will forever follow you. You are Lord. That means I choose to hear your voice, and I choose to trust you, and I choose to obey you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer for the very first time, I would love to know. So you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com. And I would love to hear your testimony. And if you want to be prayed for, you can go to marydemuth.com/pray and you can record a prayer request. I pray for you the first Sunday of the month. And if you want the free ebook, it's marydemuth.com/prevail. Again, what a privilege it is to pray for you. I hope that this season you are really experiencing some quiet reflection of who Jesus is and what he means to you, to your family, and to the world.